Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Deepening conflict in Yemen. Shiite Houthi rebels have seized the central Yemen city of Taiz. The Houthi militias, who are opposed to Yemeni President Abdel Rab Mansour al-Hadi, took control of the city's military airport without a struggle from local authorities late Saturday. Hours after the takeover, the rebel leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi vowed to send his fighters to the south, where Mr. Hadi is taking refuge. He called him a puppet to international and regional powers. Tunisian President Baji Kaid Essebsi says that a third gunman in a massacre of tourists at the country's National Museum is on the loose. The Tunisian president's statement was the first time officials have said there were three gunmen in last week's attack that left 21 people dead, all but one of them foreign tourists. Police killed the two other gunmen during the museum assault. Lee Kuan Yew, the founder of modern Singapore and architect of its rise to global economic prominence, has died. He was 91. Mr. Lee was hospitalized in Singapore General Hospital in early February with severe pneumonia and was later placed on life support. He was Singapore's architect of its rise to global economic prominence. Mr. Lee became Singapore's first prime minister when the island gained full self-governance from Britain's colonial rule. He ruled the island nation from 1959 until 1990. Pakistan's military says it killed at least 80 Islamist militants and lost seven soldiers in fierce fighting near the mountainous Afghan border. The clashes had been taking place in the remote Tira Valley in the insurgency-plagued northwestern Khyber Tribal District. This is VOA News. NATO's military commander says the West needs to consider sending defensive weapons to Ukraine to help it counter Russia's continued involvement supporting pro-Moscow separatists fighting Kiev's forces. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove told a Brussels conference Sunday NATO intelligence shows what he called disturbing new evidence of military hardware and other supplies flowing across what he calls a completely porous Russian-Ukraine border.
In Ukraine, what we see is that we talked about earlier, diplomatic tools being used, informational tools being used, military tools being used, economic tools being used against Ukraine. And so we, I think in the West, should consider all of our tools in reply. Could it be destabilizing? The answer is yes. Also, inaction could be destabilizing.
U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove. Insurgents captured four Syrian airmen Sunday after their helicopter crashed in a rebel-held area in northwestern Syria. Another crew member was killed by his captors, so the fate of a sixth airman is unknown. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the aircraft experienced a technical malfunction and made an emergency crash landing near Jabal al-Zawiya. Syria's state news agency did confirm one of its helicopters crashed in Idlib province. The UN says the Syrian Air Force uses helicopters extensively to drop barrel bombs, which are giant canisters packed with improvised munitions, and they are dropped on rebel-held positions. Israel's president launched 2 days of consultation Sunday with the leader of parties elected in last week's elections. They will recommend their choice with the prime minister designated to form the next government. VOA Scott Bob reports.
Leaders of the six parties that won the most votes in Tuesday's elections met with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin. Mr. Rivlin said before meeting with Likud party delegates that because of the security, social, and financial challenges facing Israel, he hoped the next government would be formed quickly. He says Israel had a stormy and passionate election campaign, and now is the time to start a process of mending and healing. The Likud party won 30 of the 120 seats in the Israeli parliament. As a result, its leader, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is likely to be designated to form the next coalition government. Scott Bob, Jerusalem.
Despite fierce fighting around the Libyan capital Tripoli, UN-led peace talks in Morocco will be extended for 2 more days. Somali defense forces, together with African Union troops, have retaken a key island in the lower Juba region. Kude Island, located 130 kilometers southwest of Kismayo, was the last remaining stronghold for al-Shabaab militants in the country's south. Reports say the troops seized the island Sunday without encountering any resistance. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.